During the final flight of the U.S. space shuttle Atlantis in the summer of 2011, one of the most important pieces of scientific cargo on board was a medical experiment. It was designed to shed light on how the human immune system responds to stress and disease in the microgravity conditions of Earth orbit. The experiment contained samples of living human cells housed in a sterile, temperature-controlled module. All astronauts had to do to run the experiment was to push a button to infect the cells with a common bacterial toxin that causes sepsis, a severe and potentially lethal infection. The module spent 2 weeks in space. Researchers at the U.S. Army Medical Command have spent the past 2 years analyzing the data. They compared that data with the results of a parallel experiment conducted on Earth at the same time under normal gravity conditions.
And starting from the same cell line, we just wanted to minimize variation between the two experiments. We did what we called a microarray analysis, where we screened for 30,000, 40,000 genes at a time.
That's Rasha Hamamiya, Deputy Director of the Integrative Systems Biology Program at the Medical Command and lead scientist on the project. Her team found that in the samples that went into space, the cells showed a diminished ability to activate a normal immune response.
And this means that the cells are not able to respond to a pathogen anymore. For an astronaut, that means that it will be easier to get sick because their immune system is weakening.
The cells in the space shuttle experiment were so busy dealing with microgravity that they barely put up a fight against infection, says Marty Jett, director of the program. Jett says these results were very similar to those of a study she and her colleagues conducted a couple of years ago with Army Ranger trainees under battlefield conditions.
We saw a rather similar thing there, that these young men were so stressed from reduced sleep, their heavy exercise, their activities, that their immune cells simply did not respond very well when ex vivo we exposed their cells to a variety of pathogens.
This weakened immune response echoed the results with the space shuttle samples, but the Atlantis experiment revealed other effects. Researchers found that the reduced gravity also activated certain genes in the human tissue involved with rheumatoid arthritis and tumor growth, raising additional health concerns for human spaceflight. Rasha Hamamiya says identifying which gene molecules were responsible for the weakened immune response offers hope for therapeutic strategies, both in space and here on Earth.
If one molecule is not as active as it should be in space, how can we make this molecule more active? This way we can induce the immune system of astronauts, for example, or human in space.
Hamamiya says she hopes to follow up with a study that will send mice with induced wounds up to the International Space Station to explore how microgravity affects healing. The results could be especially important for astronauts heading into space for longer missions, like those planned to an asteroid and the planet Mars. The research on the reduced human immune response in microgravity was reported at the Experimental Biology 2013 conference in Boston, Massachusetts. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.